Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That was deep. Path of
totality. That was good. I like that.
Path of totality.
I want a path of totality.
I think I don't know why you wouldn't. Like, is there any negative to a path of totality?
That's pretty dang good.
We got to get to something right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell is going on with you.
Nothing. I'm happy and healthy.
You might be one of the biggest, most passive-aggressive slime balls that I've ever met in my entire life.
I am a really good dude.
John, you are a passive-aggressive slime ball like I've never seen in my entire life.
Why?
How long have we been together?
I don't know. I don't want to count.
I don't either. I think it's closer.
7-8 years.
It's closer to 10 years, I think, than it is 5. Perhaps.
Yes.
Okay. So we've been working together for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just this week started a cleanse.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I'm not having any sugars. I'm not having any like sodas. It's a cleanse. You know this.
I support you.
For the first time in our entire time together. You come into the studio and you try to hand me a Coke Zero.
Yeah.
John.
I'm a heck of a guy.
That's the first time, literally the first time since we've been around each other that you've thought to like bring me something or bring me a soda and it just happens to be there. You are an absolute passive aggressive scumbag.
Well, let me explain myself. I always bring in an iced coffee, as you can see on YouTube and Twitch. I always have an iced coffee. It's in my fancy, mug and all that stuff, my Stanley. And this morning I forgot it. So I walked down to the cafe. I made myself a nice coffee. I said, you know what? I'm gonna do a little solid. I'm gonna do a little nice thing for Landry. So I picked up a Coke Zero because a lot of times you got to run down there to get it.
Yeah.
I said, I'm gonna keep him from having to run down and get it. Picked up a Coke Zero.
Okay.
Bought the Coke Zero and gave it to you.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to me, or actually it was beknownst to me, but I forgot that you were on a cleanse. The thought is what matters here.
Okay.
The consideration I had for you is what matters here.
Okay.
Yes.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
There you go. Great guy, that John Lopez.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Swell fella.
See, that's got a pat on the back, literally.
So yesterday we got a little bit of news that I don't know how much this changes things for you. I'm actually pretty fascinated by your thought process here.
Mm-hmm.
So we found out that the Stephon Diggs trade, there is a little bit of a curveball there in that the Texans and Stephon Diggs, per Diana Rossini, they had a mutual decision to get rid of the final few years of his contract. They gave him a raise, which means he got an extra $2.5 million. He's going to make, I think, $21.5 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And after the season, he can be a free agent, Stephon Diggs. So you basically got Stephon Diggs on a, quote, rental, as they say at the MLB trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to gather all this yesterday. Where have you arrived when it comes to your thoughts here?
I think old Nicky Buckets is just showing off now.
Really?
I think he's just flexing and showing off. This was fantastic. It was just another little sort of cherry on top of the months that he's had. Because getting the contract redone, it guarantees you, it answers the question of, well, what are you going to get? What are you going to get from Stephon Diggs? Is he going to be any kind of problem? Is he going to be this or that? It guarantees you you're going to get the best version of Stephon Diggs in 2024. Absolutely, because he's playing.
Does it?
Yes, absolutely. He's playing for a contract, another contract. And the other contract, while the other ones weren't guaranteed the other years, you could have, you know, whatever, made a decision on him after the season. This guarantees that he is a free agent after 2024. Now, the Texans may want to get in on that. They may not, depending on how he plays. But you're going to get the best. You're going to get a guy playing for a contract.
So you weren't going to otherwise?
Well, I don't know. It guarantees it. Like, it guarantees.
Does it?
Yes, it does. And I can show you if you want. Because basically, it's a contract year for Stephon Diggs. Right?
Yes.
It's a contract year for Stephon Diggs. His last two contract years, he had the best season he had ever had to that point in only 14 games in 2017. And he ended up getting, I believe it was a $29 million contract, if I'm remembering it correctly. Then 2020 was a contract year, going into another free agent season. 127 catches, the most he's ever had. 1,535 yards, the most he's ever had. And first team all pro. His last two contract years, basically what he's going into now, he had the best seasons to that point in his career. So I think it absolutely is a great move by Nick Caseri.
Did you give up too much, though? Because contract year or not, it's 1 year. There's no cushion. Like, as far as the Nico Collins cushion that you have, where if Stephon Diggs emerges as, say, the number one guy and you still have him under contract, you at least have that security blanket with Stephon Diggs. Now, we don't know how he's going to act and what's going to happen, but does that not scare you a little bit that now him and Nico are both in contract years?
A little bit, but I think what when you get into the nuts and bolts of what they did here, I think it makes it even more impressive. First of all, did you give up to – it was a second-round pick, basically. You know, so even whether it's contract year or not a contract year, that's a good value. But they were going to – with his contract, let's say they tried to extend – you know, not extend him, to keep him around – they were going to feel a pretty severe cap hit in 2025. He would have counted 20-something million dollars against the cap in 2025. So now there's more flexibility with the cap after this year. And, you know, what you also do, and this is my favorite part of the whole deal, I think by trading for him, most players are going to say, all right, give me an extension, which would have meant more guaranteed money. You know, even though he was coming on a contract, he would have wanted an extension.
Yeah.
You don't have to give him an extension now. You gave him a $3 million more in bonus, and so you don't have to worry about the extension. You can worry about the cap and the cap implications when you renegotiate that deal, if you want to renegotiate that deal. Like when you dig into what he did here and his thought process, as I see it, I thought this was just another – this is just Nick Caserio flexing. He's showing off now.
All right, so Lopez says Nick Caserio is flexing. Here's my things that I consider – and I want to preface this by saying, and I think this is the thing that needs to be made clear, even the worst case scenario is not that bad with Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to destroy D'Amico Ryan's locker room. I don't think that's a possibility. Now, I don't know whether or not you're going to get the best version of him, although you do bring up the stats that he's performed well in contract years. So I'm not questioning that, but what I'm saying is I don't think like the rock bottom or Stephon Diggs perhaps taking a step back. I don't think that's like going to destroy your dreams. Furthermore, I think adding him to your football team, if we're just looking at it through a 1 year window, you benefit significantly and you improve your squad. So none of that has changed. So mm-hmm. I haven't done like a complete 180 mm-hmm. on this thing. I don't know. My thing is I don't know how to predict what Stephon Diggs is going to do at this point and how he's going to react and how he's going to perform.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the worst case scenario, not terrible. I do think there are a couple things that need to be taken into account when discussing this trade. Because on one hand, you have people saying, well, you traded a second round pick and you did it for a guy that might only be there 1 year and he's a 31-year-old receiver. True. But we, I personally take into account that they made the trade with the Minnesota Vikings before, and that they used the extra second round pick they got to get Stephon Diggs. So they basically traded a first for Stephon for Stephon Diggs and a second.
Yeah,
essentially, like if you just take those trades and combine them, so it's basically just a pick switch.
Yes.
And they also threw in the fifth and sixth. I see some people on the text line saying you get a comp pick if he leaves. That's incorrect.
Well, you normally do.
You normally would get a fifth because he's been in the league 10 years.
Yeah.
But because you redid the contract, you do not get a comp pick. So that might be why Buffalo threw in the fifth and the sixth.
Yeah, they say, well, we got to have, in essence, a comp.
So I think you have to take the extra compensation into mind when you're talking about this. That's just how I look at it. Now, some might say, well, you know, if you find $5,000 on the street, you can go act a fool at the mall because it wasn't money that you had, or you can just treat it like $5,000 that you already had. I think the extra compensation allows you to be aggressive.
Yes, and here's the other thing that I think is very important. Like this, I feel bad that I didn't even mention this at first. What have we been saying about Nico Collins and to a lesser degree Tank Dell? Well, we don't really know yet.
Yeah,
great year. But we don't really know if he's a number one. Well, I don't know. Is he a number one? Well, now you get another year.
For the Nico perspective, I wonder, there's a couple of things that could go on with Nico. Nico could look at this as, man, I have more leverage.
Could.
Now, because they're going to have to choose between us. Or he could look at it as a little bit of internal competition where he's like, I got to outperform this dude and show them that I'm the number one. So that could work a number of ways as well. I'm not going to say which way. And just make the assumption. The next thing, on top of the extra compensation. So I think extra compensation matters. If the Texans had never made the Minnesota trade, and they just traded a second-round pick for Stephon Diggs, and that meant that they wouldn't have a second-rounder next year, or that they would only have one this year, then I think it would be a different discussion. But the fact that you had that extra cheddar, I think it allows you to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is this, and I might be using the word desperate too loosely, but I do think desperate times do call for desperate measures and perhaps a little bit more aggression. And we've seen desperate times around here, and we've seen dumbassery take place when that desperation was going down. The Laremy Tunsil trade.
Yeah.
He's a good player, but two firsts.
No, that was dumb.
And a second. And then you take Kenny Stills, who they're going to cut. Like, that was idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
That compensation was out of line. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they were desperate. They needed a left tackle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They already tried to get Keenan Allen. They tried.
Yeah.
And the day after that, they orchestrated part one of getting Stephon Diggs, the Minnesota trade.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it was perhaps, at least in my mind, I thought they needed offensive weaponry.
We all did.
I thought this was somewhat of a low-level, desperate move in which you can look at it as they just gave up a second, or you can look at it as because of the move they made after the Allen trade fell through. You can look at it as, you know, they just threw in the second that they got extra. It depends how you want to look at it. But that to me is a way to look at it. And furthermore, you can say, well, Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins are out there. That would have been expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't make the long-term commitment. So it was potential desperation. Next thing is you allowed Nick to be Nick. The Danielle Hunter move that we've seen, and I don't know whether this is a good thing, bad thing. I kind of lean towards good.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about Nick Caseria that's been kind of interesting, and you can use the word impressive if you want, but the thing that's been kind of interesting about him this offseason is even when he's aggressive, he's been kind of conservative. He's been able to stay true to what he does. Danielle Hunter, $24 million a year. Oh, it's only 2 years? All right, so you're continuing to do that. Stephon Diggs. All right, we're going to bring you in. We're going to take on $24 million. Well, you know what? We're going to turn that into a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So you get Nick Caserio. You get Nick Caserio being able to be Nick Caserio. So extra comp, potential desperation, Nick Caserio.
Yeah, it's been calculated maybe, aggression, disciplined aggression, whatever, because he hasn't been like—
Could be desperate.
Whatever it takes, let's get him.
But it's not desperate where you're giving up drafts for 2 years.
He's not just like, sure, let's do it.
You're not sitting on your ass for 2 years watching day one of the draft with this desperation. As a matter of fact, you still have full drafts.
Right.
You have full draft compensation.
So he's calculated, he's disciplined, but he's aggressive, which is the way to do it. And what this does, Is it also like covers all their bases? Because you know they're in there thinking, I'm sure they love Nico, they love Tank Dell, but specifically to Nico, you know that at some level in a meeting they're like, well, are we sure we're gonna get that from him again? You know, he's been injured in the past. It was his best season, his only great season that he's had. So they're covering their bases and they're buying time on Nico. That's the best way I could put it. Like, if you're unsure, well, after this year, you'll be sure one way or the other, you know, and you'll have Stephon Diggs. So I think it was just a really good move.
I mean, do we think there's any chance that Stephon Diggs and Nico Collins are both around at this time next year?
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll still have the rookie deal and all that. He's going to be 31. It's not like he's going to go out there and get a 5-year deal.
No, he's not going to get 96 like he got in Buffalo.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we're talking like a 2-year, four, like something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I think there's a deal. There's a chance. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
But when you look at it, I was like, well, part of it is we know Nick, and we've learned more than ever this year. Nick doesn't do anything without that next move in mind.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it all week.
But he also adjusts.
And he can adjust. But he's not stuck in it.
He's
always thinking, okay, if I do this, then the next move is going to be this. So this is the same. Like, his next move could be maybe we can sign them both. If Stephon has a great deal and we don't want to pay that,
He
can walk. We're still good. We know about Nico and Tank. Like, it's calculated aggression is how I would put it.
Yeah, and I look at it like a casino. Like, if Bill O'Brien and Nick Caserio are sitting at a casino, like, we've seen Bill O'Brien where you offer Carlos Hyde, what, a 2-year, $10 million deal, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He turns it down. And then your backup plan is, I'm going to trade DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson in a second-round pick.
Yeah.
That's your backup plan.
Yeah.
That is foolish. That's basically like putting 20 on black and then red hitting, and then you decide, okay, well, I'm going to put 300 on black now. It's just to make up for it. Like, it makes no sense.
I'm going to press it.
Yeah.
Let's press that.
Yeah, that's basically what that's like.
Yeah.
Caserio, I mean, you put whatever on black with Keenan Allen, and then you got somewhat aggressive. But, again, I think the biggest thing here on top of the extra compensation, potential desperation, all that is – the best case can be incredible. The worst case, I don't think, can be that bad. And even the worst case, I believe, because I don't believe Stephon Diggs is going to break apart the Texans locker room. He didn't break apart the Buffalo locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, they seem to overcome it. If they don't miss the field goal, who knows what happens?
Mm-hmm.
They might beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario still makes you a better football team, and it doesn't. It's not the end of the world.
The worst case scenario, the bar is still higher than most receivers at that position. And now he's motivated. He's motivated even more.
Is he?
Yeah. Money, man. Money's a big motivator. Money is a great big old motivator.
And that the other thing that I think, and this is something perhaps nobody's talking about,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to the Texans, is I think in the long term this might kind of pay off, because when you show that, and I don't know how many, I can't recall. We follow the NFL for a living. I can't recall a ton of situations. Now, there's situations where you get a new contract and you get a new extension, but the fact that they're willing to take a guy who's disgruntled, give him a chance to go back on the market, which is something that these players treasure.
Yeah.
Go back on the market. It kind of makes me wonder, like, in the eyes of players, if Houston is kind of setting itself up for, like, in the future, whenever there's maybe a disgruntled guy, to where he wants to go there because he knows that in the right situation, you don't want to get taken care of, but in the right situation, they'll take care of me.
Yeah, and they'll also work with me, get me a bigger bonus for the 1 year so I can prove myself on the second year. You can't underestimate that. I mean, he also got over $3 million this year, guaranteed. I mean, he actually got $3 more million that was not going to be guaranteed with next year's contract.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
He spent some extra money.
He did.
Coming up next, Texans' old marketing strategies have emerged, and John Lopez has been invited to a party. Is he going to attend? That's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston. Let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, so Stephon Diggs is going to wear number one. He is going to rock number one, which means the marketing squad is already at it. You have C.J. Stroud to the left, Stephon Diggs number one in the middle, and then Tank Dell number three on the right.
713, so baby.
They got their 713 connection right there.
You know how I feel about that. We have a number one wide receiver. See what I did there? Bad joke.
Oh, because he's number one.
It's merchandising gold, and you know who I was happiest for? Jimmy Ward.
Because he got $100,000 just for chilling?
He didn't even care about number one that much. He couldn't have. He had number 25 and number 20 for the majority of his career. He's like, yeah, I'm going to try number one in Houston. Gets $100,000 out of it. It's pretty sweet, right?
Pretty nice gig for him.
Mm-hmm.
Just got the 100 stacks. Gave up the jersey number, and he's good to go. So the marketing 713 that they were really in on with C.J. Stroud and Tank Dell last year, it's back.
Mm-hmm.
It's back.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be great. And by the way,
I don't know. How do you do this, though?
That's what I was going to say.
Because it's not really a 713 connection. What are they going to do, like a reverse pass or something?
No. Just like have them on all the T-shirts. Put the banner up on the side of the building, you know, with all three of them standing there, 713. That would look pretty sweet. Like just them standing, 713. They're three huge stars. I mean, they're three of the most popular players, including the most popular player in on the team. Like, can't you see like they do at Minute Maid with those banners on the side of the building? Put a banner with just those three dudes standing, 713. Come on. That's gold.
Nico's just getting left out.
Yeah, so, well, all right. I mean, but, you know, it happens.
Nico sit on the sidelines, man.
It happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. The 713 is back. Something else that's back. John Lopez got invited to a party.
I did.
Would you invite Lopez to your party? Chris Santiago in for Figgy Fig.
Yeah, I definitely would.
Okay, but you would make him cook, right? You got to.
Yeah, for sure.
Or just invite him so he cooks.
Hey, yeah. Can you come to the party? By the way, we got some chickens and ribs we got to get done. Would you mind... would do it. Yeah. I would do it, Chris.
Okay. Thank you.
So you got invited to Santiago's party, so you would go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new party. The invitation was in my email.
Yeah, me too.
I saw you got it as well.
Yeah.
The uniform hype is continuing. The Texans are having a uniform release party, April 23rd, 713 Music Hall. They're going to have, I guess, some live artists performing.
What'd you say? 713 Music Hall?
Yeah.
There you go. You gotta have those three dudes modeling the uniforms.
They're going to have, yeah, they probably got better things to do. they're going to have live music, and they're going to unveil the new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
Is John Lopez, after everything that went down with the uniform leakage, is John Lopez on the uniform hype train? Is John Lopez ready to get out there and see these uniforms released?
I will be there in spirit. Well, here's the reason why. My big thing is I want to take in, we've seen the uniforms, you and I both, and Figgy. So I don't want to pass any judgment. I don't want to contaminate any opinions. I want to see how the reaction goes from fans before we start, giving our opinions on things. I'm not going to do that. So I think it's only fair to let it happen, be there in spirit, see how the reaction goes over the course of that day and the ensuing days, and then we react. Are you going to go?
Maybe. I'm over the uniform hype, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for the draft.
I want to see the reaction.
I'm ready to see how stuff shapes up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of over the uniform hype at this point.
I get it. And I think you're like me. You also want to kind of just tap the brakes on because we do off air have had some opinions on these uniforms, and I'm not saying one way or the other.
Oh wow, look at this guy.
I'm not saying one way or the other, look at this hot shot, but we're gonna save it because I don't want to contaminate what the people are thinking.
Well, it's not going to be 100% synchronized. They're not gonna have synchronized take,
but there will be
uniforms.
A trend,
but I don't like,
I think there will
the excitement
a trend on the opinion of
what
the
are
uniform.
You pumped about?
Well, I think it's going to be cool to just have new uniforms.
Got a ball club, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a ball club, but that's part of it. That's absolutely
part
of it.
Got a good ball club out there.
No, and marketing that ball club is integral. By the way, there was also another uniform change.
What's that?
Kenyon Green.
Kenyon Green has changed his number.
Yeah. Dwayne Brown, baby.
59 to 76.
Dwayne Brown.
So he goes from D'Amico Ryan's number to Dwayne Brown's.
And Steve McKinney.
All right.
He's channeling Dwayne Brown and Steve McKinney.
He needed a jersey change.
He did. Yeah, he did.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
He had to get rid of it. He had to move on. I wanted that last year.
Did you?
I wanted him. Yeah, last year. I wanted Kenyon Green to.
Well, we didn't want him in D'Amico's number, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wanted him. I think he needs a fresh start. He doesn't need to look down at that 59.
And that's part of it. Get a new number, new start. Let's see how it plays out. And yeah, no, I think that was good for him. I think the 713 thing is absolute gold waiting to happen from the marketing perspective.
Really?
It had to hurt him last year every time they threw
it. No, it did.
Yeah.
You think it really hurt him?
It, like, emotionally, like, dang it, we missed it. You know, we missed a great, like, throwing those touchdowns to Tank Dell.
Yeah. But that's, you're not going to have it, though.
You're going to have other branding and marketing opportunities, like I just mentioned, sitting by each other on the bench, the banners on the side of the building, hats, shirts, all that stuff, and maybe it'll even motivate Nico a little bit. I'll show them.
Yeah, I don't know about that,
mm-hmm.
But we'll see what's up with this party. I'm uniformed out, man. Just show me the damn things. Show the people. Actually, no, show me. Show the people the damn things.
Yeah, show the people.
You can overdo this.
Mm-hmm.
And with the leak and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
They have to have that guy out there too, right?
The model?
The model.
No, I don't think he's welcome.
The little tiny Lilliputian.
I think he might have got a restraining order.
Little number 24.
Restraining order for leaking that thing.
Stand him next to Derek Stingley. Because there's going to be some players modeling him. There has to be.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe the players that live in town or in town. They'll have to get them out there. Because it'll look better. Rather than those dummies that they showed us, which
are Cal and Hannah going?
Oh, come on.
They're going to the uniform thing?
Oh, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Positive. I mean, this has been their baby from the start.
They're going to be rocking jerseys?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I might have to make it out there.
The team store is going to be open that day.
Oh, yeah. And there's going to be, these are going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be probably like $40 more than usual.
We're not going to say what we think of them. Which one do you think will be the hottest selling jersey?
I mean, come on. It's going to be one of the alternates, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the home or the away.
I think it's going to be the home alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, with the home and the away, like, can you just describe the describe the homes now?
The homes now,
yeah,
are deep steel blue jersey.
Okay.
Little red piping and whatever on the sleeves.
Okay.
White pants with little, is it blue or red? I think it's blue.
Yeah.
On the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
What color helmet?
Blue.
Oh, okay.
Deep steel blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they are now.
Yeah. Now. Now. Yeah. Now. Now.
Yeah, now.
Yeah. Now.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Not on the 23rd. You'll have to go there to see that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Santiago for Piggy Fig.
Why am I doing this? Sometimes I just can't help myself. So a big push has been the H-Town Blue.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
How much of that do you feel is going to be a story? I'm not saying one way or the other.
The amount of, whether it's
generally speaking,
full uniform or whether it's just a little bit?
Just generally speaking. So yes. we don't tip our hands.
And here, I don't want to tip my hand. I feel like I'm getting prosecuted here.
Tiptoes over the cliff.
Okay.
But tiptoes over the cliff.
Boy, I feel like I'm falling trying to catch this tip.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How much of a story?
Okay.
Again, don't
I'm listening.
Yeah. How much of a story will the H-Town Blue be?
Like, how much, like by story you mean reaction?
Fan reaction.
Okay, reaction. I'm not going to say I'm not going to say what the emotion.
Or no.
I'm not going to say what the emotion is or isn't.
Yes, just how much of a story will it be?
A lot.
The story.
A lot.
The story.
A lot.
Yes.
And that's where too much might be.
Mm-hmm. Watch your toes. Watch your toes.
Are the Texans the most bandwagon-friendly team in town? John Lopez was on Facebook, and between posting on his neighborhood site
that
he heard gunshots and that someone was parked on the curb.
Yes.
He encountered something that has led to the question, how bandwagon friendly are your Houston Texans next?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, Facebook bandwagon. John Lopez, he was posting on his neighborhood page. I think someone had walked their dog without a leash or something. He was complaining. And he scrolled back to his homepage and he found something that had him asking the question, are the Texans the new popular bandwagon to jump on?
I am on the neighborhood page for entertainment purposes only. Let me preface this by telling you and all the loopholes this. This is real. I know this person. Like, I know him. I mean, it was on Facebook. It was a Facebook friend of mine.
Okay.
And it wasn't just one that you click because you want a lot of Facebook friends. You know, it was a real person that I know. So let me tell you right off the top. This is real.
Okay.
So let me read it. And I got to read the whole thing, and then I have a question. Well, if you know me, you know I'm a diehard Oilers / Titans fan. I've never been a bandwagon person or wishy-washy with my fandom. But enough is enough. 54 years is enough. I've given this franchise my heart and soul and enough time to come up with a championship, but even that didn't push me away. And after they flaunted my beloved Oiler uniforms in the face of the very fans that supported them for 36 years and then lost to a third-string quarterback, it was embarrassing. I'm telling you, this is a real dude that I know, and his fandom is legit. The Texans, right in my own backyard, are building a Super Bowl contender in less than 2 years with smart acquisitions, smart draft choices, and a great young head coach and staff with a superstar quarterback. The Texans are obviously all in on winning. The Titans are not, and that is unacceptable. So I am righting a wrong. I am now a Texans fan. Make fun of me if you like. Ridicule me. Talk bad about me. I don't care. I'm tired of losing. And then all caps with a bunch of exclamation points. Go Texans. First, your reaction.
This guy's a weasel. I mean, he's not wrong, but this guy's a weasel for a number of reasons. First of all, this wasn't the first time they wore the Oiler uniform, sir. They've worn the Oiler uniforms before. So don't mask you being a clout chasing bandwagon with that. They've worn these before, sir.
Okay? Well, okay, go ahead.
Finish. Yeah, they've worn them.
They've
been worn. Second of all, I do think that even if you never were an Oilers fan, I think there was a long stretch where the Texans didn't deserve to have your full trust. The Texans came into Houston, and I think there was entitlement. And I mean no disrespect, but I felt like rather than building tradition, I felt like they act like they were entitled to tradition. And they came in here like they were some sort of storied franchise mm-hmm. when no one had heard about it. I thought everything you're saying is right so far. And I also think there was a certain level of incompetence, and there were warranted trust issues with the Texans. So I understand why someone who might have. But and now on the flip side, they're being run perfectly. Everything is good. It's everything you could want. The mm-hmm. authenticity is there, and all that. So if you want to, if that's why he wants to jump on with the Texans, that's fine. But don't give me this, the Oilers. And also the Titans, they're not trying to win. They've spent more money in free agency than anyone. They might not be doing it right.
Yeah.
But they're spending more money in free agency than anyone, sir. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're sitting on their hands. So I think this guy's kind of a weasel.
Here's where I'm gonna disagree with you because, well, not necessarily disagree. But I think you're focusing on like the details of
what else am I supposed to
no,
focus
hold on,
on?
Hold on. Let me explain. Like you're focusing on the details and you're not incorrect. But what I'm looking at is like, I can tell you this dude, I know him. Like he is an Oilers Titans fan.
Well, obviously not.
Fan.
Obviously not.
54 years was a charade.
Yeah. He's fake.
54 years of fake.
He's fake.
No, to me, the big picture is what's the story here. Like, this is a legitimate fan for more than 50 years. That was not to lead up to this moment in 2024 and make some grandstanding post on Facebook. It was legitimate. So what I'm asking is, like, the big picture. How much of this is happening?
How much of what?
Hopping on the Texans bandwagon after cheering for... Because keep in mind, we're a city of... A lot of Cowboys fans, a lot of Titans fans, a lot of Steelers fans, a lot of, I'm trying to think of other teams that we see, Packers fans. Is there, Is it that impressive? Is it that influential, what they're doing?
I think they're a popular bandwagon to jump on right now. Because they haven't had success, so you don't really look like too much of a bandwagon, right?
Mm-hmm.
All Texans, man. I was there since day one.
Yeah. And I don't care about all that. Like, if you want to hop on the bandwagon, cool.
Yeah, I've kind of grown out of really worrying about that.
I've been a fan since nobody cares. Yeah. Now you got more fans.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
The more the merrier, honestly. For us, like, you shout out to all the loopholes that have gone through the thick and thin. Thank you very much. Shout out to the ones that are just now turning on Sports Radio 610 for the first time in 7 years and saying, "Who the hell are these guys talking right now?" We love you. We appreciate you. It doesn't offend me at all. The more the merrier at this point. But this guy, let's just be honest. What's his name? We don't even say his name?
Wayne.
This is what happened with Wayne. He loved the Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
The Oilers left. The Oilers were actually building something exciting, so the Titans were still good to root for. And he jumped on that, and the Texans weren't good. And then he just kind of stubbornly, I'm sure that he got a little bit of attention from his buddies because he would still wear his Titan stuff to the to the whatever, the gathering, the barbecue, whatever.
Yeah.
And then now the Texans are really, really good, and Wayne wants on. Come on. But with that said, welcome, Wayne.
Yeah, but...
But don't tell me it's because they wore some Oiler uniforms, bro.
No. That's the minutia. He's saying the whole thing.
Yeah, he should be happy.
All that
You're
stuff.
An Oilers fan.
Yeah?
You're a Titans fan. You should be happy about
the
Oilers.
No, he's saying
rubbing
it in the face of the city they were here for 36 years. But here's the other part of it. Like, this does happen. Teams do speak to you, Ray. What's that?
Ray on YouTube, not to interrupt you. He says, who are they talking about? John McClain.
54 years.
John McClain hadn't jumped off the wagon, has he?
No, he's still there. I've had a team that just randomly spoke to me that I became a big, big fan of. I've talked about it on here. When I was a kid all the way into high school, I was a huge Oakland A's fan. That team spoke to me.
Because they had swag?
They had swag. They were
mustaches.
They were new. They were...
You had a mustache in third grade, didn't you?
Probably about seventh.
Yeah. You had pubes in kindergarten, right?
Seventh.
Okay.
Yeah. Why did we bring that up? Anyway.
Because you like the facial hair.
Have you ever had a team that just randomly it spoke to you?
Spoke to me?
Like, it's not in your hometown, but just randomly you became a big fan. Mine as a kid all the way to high school was the Oakland A's. I just loved that group. And I became a real fan, including buying jerseys.
Just a random speak to you?
Pennants. I became an Oakland A's fan. I was living in freaking San Antonio.
This is kind of sad, but I feel like every 90s NBA team spoke to you in some way, shape, or form. I don't
know
why.
A lot of them did.
Yeah, it's just even... They generated some sort of emotion to where you had a rooting interest.
Charlotte Hornets with Grandmama.
Grandmama, Muggsy Bogues, Alonzo Mourning, Dale Curry.
Seattle Sonics spoke to me a little bit. I like
Gary
them.
Payton, Hersey Hawkins, yep. Irvin Johnson, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf.
Yep.
The Jazz sucked. Nobody liked them.
The Heat spoke to me a little bit.
The Heat when Alonzo signed there.
Yep.
Man, yeah. Tim Hardaway crossing fools over. Dan Majerle after he left from the Suns.
Yep.
Yeah, like 90s. These NBA teams always spoke. You always had a rooting interest with those squads.
Yeah. So, and then I have another question for all our listeners, because we get all those fans. Like I said, Packers, Steelers, Cowboys, Titans are very prevalent. Saints in Houston.
Oh, the Texans are real speakable.
Are they speaking to you? If not switching your allegiance like Wayne, like making up to the point he made a proclamation after 54 years, are the Texans bandwagon worthy?
I don't know if they're bandwagon worthy, but I do. I kind of like this, that they're now, their success, and some people might not like this, and I completely understand, but their success is now being used with the national talking heads. And I heard Cameron and Mace talking about it on It Is What It Is. I heard Stephen A. talk about it. I've heard multiple people talk about it. It's almost used as a middle finger to the Cowboys now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, that's not a good thing. That's not a bad thing to be latched onto if you want attention.
No, because that's a good thing.
Hey,
Cowboys sell.
Being LinkedIn as the resource to troll the Cowboys is better than 600 uniform parties. If you're talking PR, I can promise
I feel like
you that.
You're leaning one way or the other on this. But anyway,
what?
On the party.
No, I'll go to the uniform party. I'm just saying, you could have two uniform parties a day, and it will not give you near the pub of being a resource to troll the Cowboys on the national stage.
Yeah.
Trust that.
Are you guys...
Wayne.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah.
No problem with it, but kind of a weasel.
Are the Texans speaking to you?
713-572. 4-6-10. Coming up, dead or alive, did the Diggs trade lose hype yesterday, plus some other things that might have left us around here? In the Loop continues next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.